Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheword.net.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
His word is your sword. His word is your sword. It tells us that in Ephesians 6:17, that is all the weapon that you need. God is good.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak, speak, speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Seed of the Righteous Shall Be Delivered.
Speak the word.
I know that so many of us, I get so many emails all the time asking for prayer and questions about their children and their grandchildren. I get them from grandparents and grandfathers and mothers, and they're really concerned about them. Maybe some of them were born again, and maybe they've strayed off, maybe they've become prodigal children, but I do know that there is a way to get them back, and that's only through prayer. And so when people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive past that they're on, we can pray. A lot of people don't realize this, but we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask God to separate our loved ones from destructive influences and ask God to open their eyes in faith to see that You, Lord, have overcome the world so that they too can overcome sin, death, and the grave, according to John 16:33. The Word of God never fails. We can stand on that. Saints, work the Word. We have to work the Word, and the Word will work for you, according to Jeremiah 23. It says, "Is not My Word like fire that consumes all that cannot endure the test, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks in pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance." You know, you begin to quote the Word of God over your children. Once you start quoting the Word of God over your children, I want you to just stand back and watch it. Just watch the Word break that rock of the most stubborn wills and rebellion into smithereens. All you have to do is be faithful and keep on praying. Bless His holy name. Let's say your children are saved, but bound by spirit. You know, some of our children were brought up in church, and some of our children have been saved. In other words, by saved, I mean they have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They have now become believers. But for some reason, let's say your children have been delivered. They are Christians, but they, for some reason or another, along the way, they've been bound by spirits of fear, bitterness, anger, hurt, pride, rejection, you know, and I could go on and on and on. But remember this promise. Always remember this promise. The seed of the righteous shall be delivered. They shall escape. You know, when I pray for my children in the morning, I make it personal, and I say, Lord, I thank You that it's Your promise. It's a promise that You have made to me. You have promised me that my seed, I am the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. And You said that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered, and blessed is the fruit of My womb. And so, Lord, I thank You for those promises. And I pray over my children. And things are changing. You know, they aren't going to change overnight, but they will change. I mean, if you look at it this way, they didn't get where they are overnight, and they don't get back the way. I'm not saying that God can't do miracles and just translate them like that. He can. But most of the time, it's a process. And so, But every little thing is another step. I notice one little old thing that is said or one little old thing is done, it just confirms in my spirit that God's Word is working. I'm speaking the Word and the Word is working. God's Word is always working, but we have to work it. We have to work it. The word delivered in the Strong's Concordance means to escape. It means to be delivered. It is used many times as the word escape. For instance, when the word says things like David escaped from Saul in the scriptures, we talk about David and Saul in 1 Samuel 19, verse 18 in the Easy Read version, it says that David escaped and ran away to Samuel, to Ramon. He told Samuel everything that Saul had done to him. And then David and Samuel went to the camps where the prophet stayed, and David stayed there. Or there's another time when the Israelites were delivered from the hand of the Philistines. Delivered, escaped, is the same word as in Hebrews, as I said before. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 13, in the God Word translation, it says that the power of the Philistines was crushed. It was crushed. So they didn't come into Israel's territory again because the Lord restrained the Philistines as long as Samuel was living. In other words, he delivered them, they escaped, and as long as Samuel was living, the Philistines never showed their face. Saints, you might be thinking right now that your child has dug his or herself in so deep that it's impossible for them to escape. But as I just said earlier in the scripture, God says, is anything too hard for me? No, brothers and sisters, nothing is too hard for our Father. Nothing is too hard for Him. Nothing is impossible for Him. And yes, they may have dug themselves in some deep, deep pits. But you know, all through the Bible, we can see where God has delivered them. I know God delivered me out of pits. And if He delivered me, He could deliver your children. Praise God. Saints, you might be thinking right now that your child has dug his or herself in so deep that they'll never escape. But this is not true, believe me. In other words, is your child battling with an addiction? For instance, they shall escape and they shall be delivered too. It really doesn't matter. I guess my point is that I'm trying to make is it really doesn't matter what your child has gotten themselves into. If it's some type of addiction, whether it's alcohol, drugs, or whatever it might be, it really is really not important what they've gotten themselves into, because whatever they're battling with, nothing is impossible for our God. They shall be delivered, and that's my point. So we don't have to be concerned about our child, our children. They've got themselves dug in this hole, and they're not paying attention to anybody, and they just, you know, there's no hope for them. But as I said before, as long as there's a breath in them, there is hope. And as long as there's a breath in you, and as long as you've got a mouth and you can speak, you can move any mountain. You can get any mountain out of your way. And I ain't got time to preach on that today, but we can do that. I've done that many, many times. But let me say this. Before condemnation comes and tells you that you're not righteous, because the enemy, he always comes to argue with you. He always comes to tell you, you know, when the Bible says that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered, then he's going to come immediately and say, well, the Bible says that the seed of the righteous is going to be delivered. You're not righteous. Well, righteous really is just right standing with God. And it says here, let me give you the definition for righteous. Righteous means as justified, and it means and vindicated by God. If you're born again and a believer, that's what I'm saying. If you're born again and you're a believer, you are righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. God says so. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, English Standard Version, it says, for our own sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him, Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Know this. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are You are without a doubt the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, according to 2 Corinthians 5:21. So mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, you can cover your children in prayer. So get busy. I want you to get busy today declaring God's word over your children and get into this war. Declare it over your nieces and to your nephews. And again, do not forget Acts 16:31, where it says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. You know, we spoke about this earlier. Declare it over your children and over your loved ones.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with some final words. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, Saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to personally thank you for your continued love and support for Speak the Word. This ministry was built on a simple calling to share the truth of God's Word and to bring hope to those who need it most. And because of you, that is exactly what is happening. God is using this ministry to give you encouragement and to remind you that you're never alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you. Here at Speak the Word, we believe God is calling us to even more. We want to expand the ministry to reach additional radio stations across the country, because the truth is there are people who are hungry for God's Word, and that's why your partnership is so important. Today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider making a financial gift to Speak the Word Ministry, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly partnership. Your support will directly help us grow this ministry and reach more lives for Christ. You can easily give by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you from my heart for helping us bring hope through the Word of God. And always remember, there is power in the spoken Word of God, and may God bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.